Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We appreciate we couldn't do this without you. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and just slide into our very first round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette,
yeah,
simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush. Maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Yes, I cry.
while I sing my comeback song.
Really will I be made whole?
Really,
will the soul of my dawn be strengthened? Can I find? Can
really,
I hide? Really can I walk in the greatness of the meekness?
Really
can my love be strong? Can you understand
really,
what's made wrong? Will it be long? Really can I find the heights between the mountains? Will they crumble? And my voice
really,
as it speaks? Will the rivers ripple? Will the valleys be echoed through the valleys? Shadows of death we don't understand, don't fear
really,
nothing. Really, it is the soul to be made too long
really,
for this story will always be told. Will it be between the books and pages of our own statutes? Will the structure be well known up under our feet? Will our foundation be strong in me? Really, will the love for the long suffering or buffering? Will the meekness be guided by the happiness and the joy?
Really.
Do you understand strife and dying by knives? Gunplay not fair for us to live and lie and die in vain?
Really?
Can love show me what is done? Where the end begin and end? Really? Tell me where your heart, does it pump blood fluently? Does it run like it never ending courses? Fluent like floods, rivers, streams? Does it stand still like an ocean in the midst of the jungle? Really? Do you roar like I do, like a lion in the brush, hiding to be lurking, seeking and leaking? Really? Can you feel the soul to be made whole? Will your mind be underwind and rewind for the fast forwardness of a greatness? Will your past present be the meat of your future? Really? Will the sun shine before the stars run moon away? Before dawn invades summer?
Really?
I don't understand life at its best. Sometimes at its worst is where I get my strength.
Really?
Yes, see thunder and lightning comes greatly. Too soon for me to understand hardly.
Really?
So do you understand where life lives? Will it die in vain? Will you live and lie insane? Will you all be coming within the came of your Cain before Abel killed his own brother?
Really?
Does it end in this? Does it end like this? Will you live in love and life?
Really?
This has been the Truth Productions exclusive. Listen to us roar.
Rah!
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. What did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else. It didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due or your food was no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, but back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing, but to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Without question, or to reject in solitude. Dependence versus independence, and fulfillment against unmet needs. Decisions about submission. My dreams are active. My fantasies are heavy. Desire burns as bright as a flame. Choices to grow narrow as I weigh emotional practicality with foolish impulse until one emerges. Who will remove all hesitation from the decision to love without reservation? You see, love is what you make it. For me, I was gone when you stepped around that corner and our eyes met.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me, keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I was sitting back, I was listening to the tracks that I was playing, and I, y'all know I'm a abstract thinker, and I was like, what type of inspiration can I give you guys tonight? And I thought about it, I was like, okay, even though you heard the different tracks, you know, like little the sensual piece, you heard Return to Bouncing Back, you heard Looking Back, you heard Choices, you heard Trying to Get to God. And I was like, wow, if you put all of that together, what could I do with that? So I was typing in my little memo, and I was like, I play Don't Move. Stay right there and just listen. And just imagine that this is a lesson to be learned, like in your life, whatever that is. So we play Don't Move, Stay Right There, and basically just listen. Or just pay attention. And then Returning to Bouncing Back, I looked at resilient. And I was like, you got a chance to be resilient if you pay attention. You stay right there and you just listen instead of moving and trying to make moves and getting out of your own way. Then I thought about looking back. Looking back but not staying there in the past. Like, you can look back but just don't stay there. Learn from whatever it is you're looking back so you can be resilient, so you can bounce back. And you wouldn't mind just staying there because you're at peace. And I looked at choices. Back to what we were saying yesterday and last week about choices, the cycle is your choice. You can choose to go back through that same cycle or learn or discipline yourself to repeat healthier cycle. And then I thought about, with choices, trying to get to God before the devil gets to you. Like, it goes back to what we were saying last week about that angel and devil. We all have an angel and devil. It's the choices you make, you know, and like I said, whoever's connected will be affected with whatever decision you make. So we just have to be mindful, you know, to pay attention. Going back to what I was just saying, like that cycle of, like, staying right there and paying attention and listening and learning from this. So you can be resilient. Valuing consistency and persistence. You know, just being consistent with who you are, who you choose to be, as opposed to looking in the mirror and lying to yourself. So that's just a little bit I want to talk about tonight, but I just want to put it out there. And it's crazy because I got all of that from the songs that I played. Crazy. Fuck. I just loved it. So anyway, I had to share that with you guys. You know, I'm a thinker, and I just like spreading out, you know, different things that I learned. If it works for you, keep it. If it doesn't, toss it. I won't be offended, but I just tell you what I learned. It helped me, so hopefully it helped somebody else. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines to our very first call on the line. What's up, what's up? We got DMX of Poetry, Mr. Carlos in the building. What's up, Carlos?
How you doing, China? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good.
I'm on my way. I got a little something to share with everybody tonight, man, but I guess I'm going to have to catch it on the second round. I'm on my way in, and hopefully I'll be home before the second round is over. But
I got you.
Somebody told me to make sure I was listening the whole night, so
okay.
I'm here, as always.
That's what's up. I appreciate you being here, period. You know, thank you.
That's what's up. Yo, man, and everybody else, I feel good today, man. I hope everybody else feel good and positive vibes, as always, man. And
amen.
Keep your head up.
Amen. Did that make sense, what I was talking about?
Huh?
Did it make sense what I was talking about when I put all those tracks together? When I put all those tracks together, did it make any sense?
Yeah, I was trying to introduce somebody to the show while you was playing that. But you know what I'm saying? But as we was listening, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was into it except one hard head, as always. But we got that taken care of too.
I got you.
Yo, but let's enjoy the show anyway.
All right. Well, appreciate you, man.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We'll get
always.
You back on the next round. All right. We got Miss Nikki in the building. What's up? What's up, lady?
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. It's hot. You know, we haven't seen this.
I can't really hear you sound muffled.
I said we have a splinter out here.
A scorcher?
Spring and winter.
It's kind of hard to hear you.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I had my Bluetooth on, and it needs charging. No, I said we having splinter out here, spring and winter, all at the same time.
Oh, wow, never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's what's
up. I do have a track for you. It's called Blind Vision.
Okay.
Blinded Vision.
Let's get it. Okay.
Don't be blinded by another person's eyesight. Just because they can't see doesn't mean that they have a vision. Just because they can see doesn't mean that they have a vision. Just because they are strong doesn't mean that they are powerful. And just because they are moving doesn't mean that they are going anywhere. What works for them may not work for you. Many times we find ourselves wishing and wanting what others have, not knowing what the hell they went through to get where they are. Remember, just because they have stuff doesn't mean that they are blessed. Be a blessing by be blessed by being a blessing. That's it. That's just one of them.
I like that. That was and that was so true.
Yeah, I mean, because you find yourself, it's a lot of folks hating on everybody out there. And you don't have no idea what that person went through or that struggle that they went through in order to get to the place where they are, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, hey, people going to stay hating. And I say my haters are my motivators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You got to keep doing what you got to do for you, you know? That's the best way to do it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did that make sense when I put all the tracks together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. Miss Visionary.
Okay, thank you. I was thinking, I was like, hold on. This has some type of sequence that I've never paid attention to when I was doing
right.
it. I was like, I thought about the tracks, and I was like, hold on, don't move. I feel like that's like God saying, don't move. Like, stay right there. I need for you to see something. You know,
and you put them all in order.
Like, exactly. And I was
wow.
like, this is crazy. And I was like, okay, if you don't move and you say right there, you listen and you learn from this, you can bounce back.
Right, exactly.
You know, and then, like, in the process of your resilience, because like, every time you're bouncing back from something, recovering from something, pain, hurt, whatever, it could be a broken ankle, leg, whatever, you recover from something, you remember that. You look back. And then,
right.
like, okay, and then it's choices that you make so you don't repeat that same cycle. every now and then, you're going to constantly be tested. So it's like you're going to constantly be tested trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, which those the devil inside, we were talking about last week. I was like, oh, my God. Because I thought about
it. Angel and devil.
I was like, should I? Yeah. And I thought about it. I was like, should I talk about cycles again? I was like, I really want to go deeper into it. And I was like, pow, boom. This is synopsis of what we were talking about last week.
Right. And it all seems to, like, flow together every week.
Yeah. Girl, ain't number God, because I didn't even know what I was going to say. I never know what I'm going to say. You know,
right.
And that just happened. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And that piece you had, Choices, was hot.
Thank you.
Anytime,
thank you,
lady.
Thank you.
Well, please stay
I'm
on the
trying
line.
To get into my comfort zone, I see.
I can see, like, you was vibing, you was riding the beat. I was like, that's what's up, like, straight up. Like, you getting into being that artist that you are, I can tell. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you your own studio. That's what's up. That's hard. Like,
right.
I'm afraid to do that. Yeah.
Trust me,
you
it's not
have
easy.
You tricked out before you know it. Believe me, I know. It ain't, this ain't.
Get into existence.
To other people.
That's right.
To other people, they think because I've been doing it so long, it's easy. It's not because I don't look at no 2 days the same.
Right. No 2 days are the same at all.
No 2 moments, seconds, none of that stuff is the same. It's not going to be the same. So I don't get caught up in exhausting the possibilities of anything, of a friendship, of whatever. Like some people, you know how people say, oh my God, I get in this relationship and we started out as this. All I know how to do is be me from the beginning. So I don't have
right.
to build advertisement. And I can still be me, even if that person makes a change. Like, I know you're going to change because you get older. But if you
right.
start changing and unveiling your mask, that's the mask you had on. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have time to wear a mask.
Right. Exactly.
And that's a lesson general. But, lady, stay right there on the line. And I'm going to go ahead to the next caller. And
okay.
Please enjoy. We'll get you back.
I will.
All right, everybody, that was Nikki in the building. And we got another caller on the line. What's up? What's up? Miss Green County in the building. Just want to say what's up. I remember talking to you last week. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now. I'll get right back with you.
Okay, no problem, lady. All right. So y'all please stay on the line. We're about to go ahead and rock out.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting.
Tipping my tongue, it's Bacardi and rum. She be looking like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a goddess, apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walk up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky making freak me up the shocker with love. In bikini or a thong, smoking cheeks up in the bomb. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, touch your pee and put them under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she's 3 dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, her genetics are amazing. Emblazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball.
Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
I am driven. Crossing through valleys, climbing mountains, floating on air and leaping streams, nothing can stop me nor slow me down. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone. Pacing through time, traveling the speed, breezing through strong winds and rain, can barely see me. I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone. 'Cause I'm determined, it's in me, it's what I'm about, my destiny, my purpose, my dream, my reality, my goal. I'm living the movement, y'all. It's my soul. So I'm flowing, I'm growing, I'm soaring, I'm glowing. Can you see what I see? The legendary, my passion in what I'm doing, and it's worth it because it's what I'm pursuing. So I'm going, and I'm going to keep going till there's none left of me. Enough said.
Sit right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Check it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. See, this is deeper, like a woman who can cook to it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see it through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the deal. Because I ain't safe. The mix, you're flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical pecs, you wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Girls, jump up to this non-stop turn and twist. Lord of his mercy. Watch on the turn of my ground. Hear much man to Nala. Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in me a meeting where you are waiting for. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, why? For to be would be more than dead to take and lead you to the promised land. Me 20 foot diamond, all you got to do is be true, so let's go in. Fun, satisfy your emotion. At the body press, instantly she rust. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. This smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son's a expand up, got to all and pull up. Giddy up me, I forget to ease a mouse. Think I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, can tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in me everything. But up man, I tell you no look for them way. You look good and I forget some. No matter what I can say, put on your clothes, it's like a display. Man, I swear I'm not stay about night and day. Could you be my only and the woman lay lay? We can't just smile on her face and say, she wants a man for do the work, not once we play. I'm a rotten man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm good, you wanna walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from pop 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 pop. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Not by your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Why? I sing. Oh man, I want to take a long really start to plan. So hope you look I come to one conclusion. What? You supposed to know the work, supposed to pull a action. Music I'm playing, your ways and respect. Don't stop ticking just like a time bomb. I do every man want slam. Put your hands on and I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, your native from, not find your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, let me.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the maze. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankles. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In K-Town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking. Bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green. Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sip. So remarkable and rhetorical. Overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud.
Thank you. admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I add you, you inspire me to be better. Challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes. Tie your shoestring, pick up your cufflinks. You wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly you, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Wanna take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep it tight to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you.
Yeah.
feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Just hope you know that here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say, whether you're singing, spitting poetry, rapping, comedy, it doesn't matter. Like, or just spreading some knowledge, or just talking, or letting us know what's going on, or just being a pillar in your community, or serving. You never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone else needs to hear. I do want to give a big shout out to everybody that I can't see on the line that are calling in, like just hitting us up via web. We appreciate you, all that you do, taking time out, because this is your Tuesday. You can do exactly whatever you want. And the fact that you take time out to vibe out with us means a lot to me. And I appreciate your support. So even though I can't see you, I only see the stats later on. You know, people listen via tablet, via different things. It shows me all those different stats, and I appreciate the time that you take out, and I just want to give a big shout-out to the stats that we've had so far. We've actually encompassed, like, 100% of the United States, so that throughout the years, and it's actually 4.5 years we've been doing this, and I'm thankful for that. Also, Bahamas, big shout-out, 242 in the building. Also, Norway, we thank you. Like, all the way in Norway, it's taking time out. We got people in Paris, London, England, who've been supporting me since I used to call in the radio shows. I just want to give a big shout-out to Eric Moore because he really inspired me with his show when I had a chance to be on his show years ago. And also Chamber 7, just different people who took time out, like different radio show hosts, Dap and China Blue, Dion Ballard, who I got a chance to, you know, get some vision from knowing, you know, figuring out how to do radio shows and connect with you guys. I learned a lot from them just watching, and I like to pay homage because I'm not one of those type of people to think I know it all, because I don't. You know, I share what I got. I don't mind humbling myself. And I just thank you for taking time out to listening. You know, and I also want to give a big shout-out to the different shows that we have coming up. First Amendment Open Mic Night, that's going to be at the Laughing Owl on Center Street. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. That's April 19th, and that's in Goldsboro, North Carolina. And that show starts at 8 o'clock. Well, doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30, and the cover is $5. So please make sure you check that out. Also, tomorrow is our 8th annual anniversary show with the partnership we have with the Friends of the Kensington-Lenoir Public Library. That show, it starts at 7 o'clock. It's free for the community. It's a community open mic. So anybody who wants to get on the mic, I will be hosting. We're going to have a good time and just vibe out. It'll be a little bit different because the band won't be there. So we will have music and just a little music in the background music. And if you need some, just let me know ahead of time. You can hit me up in my inbox. And that's my government name, Claudette Roberts. And let me know what you need, you know, and we'll make it happen. Or if you have a track, let me know. We'll play your tracks for you that night. I know we don't play the tracks at Illusions like that, but then this night we do that. So make sure you let us know. And just keep doing what you're doing. And also, April 28th is the next open mic night for Illusions open mic night, and that is at the Arts Council. 400 North Queen Street, Kenton, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11 p.m. The cover charge is $10, and for open mic talent, it's only $8. And also, refreshments will be served. So please spread the word. Let people know about what we're doing. And we appreciate all that you do, supporting us for 9 years, and also supporting me as an artist. I'm also a spoken word artist. Most people don't know that. But I'm a spoken word artist, actress, life coach, substance abuse counselor, mother of two. I do a lot. I'm not a master of any of it. Still learning, and I'm still humbling myself to grow because I don't do it all. So what I'm going to do now is, if you know about any other events that are coming up, let us know, and I'll make sure I promote those as well. Big shout-out to Illusions Team for just supporting us throughout the years, and also my biggest team members are my children, Jaden and Destiny. So I thank them for supporting me and making this possible. So what I'm going to do right now is open up my lines. We won't be on long tonight, but I hope you guys enjoy. We got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hello.
Hey, lady.
Okay. This next one is called He's Working on You. Okay, here goes. Allow God to finish the work He's doing in you. So many times we find ourselves chasing the very things that God is keeping from us. We have become so content with the good that we don't make ourselves available to receive the great. Understand, when God gives it to you, it will serve your every need before you even know you need it. So if you don't have it right now, either it's not ready for you or you're not ready for it. Stay encouraged. That's it. That's it.
Oh, I appreciate it, buddy. I was trying. She's like, that's it. Yeah, I got it.
She's a zoned out.
I was coming. I was trying to get there, girl. But I love that piece, most definitely. And can you just break that down to us? What inspired you to write that?
Oftentimes we ask God for things that, you know, we want right here and right now. And, you know, if you're not ready for them, God is not going to give them to you. He's only going to give them to you when you're not ready for them. For example,
mm-hmm.
We always in our way when it comes to doing things, right? And
right.
At the least moment when you're not even expecting it, God steps in and shows you just what He's been trying to do. But at the same time, you've been standing in your own way.
Exactly.
Not blocking your blessings, but you've been intervening what God is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's
He's He's working on you. And I tell anybody,
okay,
I'm a work in progress.
Me too. As I said, I don't know it all, but I share what I got. And shoot, hopefully you can send me something else to bounce back on me too. I need help too. Everybody does.
Okay, I'm still learning at 47. I'm still learning. You know,
yeah.
You ain't gonna stop learning until the day you close your eyes.
Indeed, but a lot of people don't think that. A lot of people think they got it all and they've mastered everything, and I just haven't. You know, but to each his own. You know,
right?
It might
right.
be something I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we appreciate that knowledge that you spread and the pieces that you be sharing, and I'm so proud of you because you have grown tremendously. Like, I remember
thank
you used to just call
you.
In. Oh, you're welcome. I remember you used to just call in and say, oh, no, what's up? I'm not spitting anything tonight. That's not my thing. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, I got something for tonight. I was like, oh, shoot. Who was that?
I got something to say.
I love it, man. Keep it up, man. And I hope it's helping you, too.
Oh, it is. It is.
That's good.
It is.
That is awesome. Well,
you guys enjoy the show, the rest of the show, and rock on.
That's what's up. Well, we won't be on long tonight. I'm going to hang in here as long as I can with you guys. But hope you guys are enjoying. So far, so good. All right, so I got callers on the line, but they don't want to spit, so that's cool. So what I'm going to do is, first and foremost, thank you for my callers that are on the line. I understand you might not want to spit on the mic, so I'm going to just go ahead and slide into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. Let's get it. What's in Dion Bailey?
Only 3% of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grab me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper doll, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no line for guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hard road forward to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself. Always giving her cushions. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper when my heart you're abusing? So I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the troubled times. Just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it. Breathing something new for my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. Then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the Fed. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bonds. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to the U.S. money supply. And there it is. $10 billion in new money has been created. Of course, this example is a generalization, for, in reality, this transaction would occur electronically, with no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print millions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my karma prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart just torn apart. My paper down so easily, you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lie for guidance anyway.
Lately I've been thinking, something's going wrong, but you got an attitude. where you'll get. So don't start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And an angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? You asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything, but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name-calling to even the scores. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now, that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more.
Well, one day he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'll give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. Well, said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the reverend said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing, they just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
play a guitar, the way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me, infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings. Love on the strings for me.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing the beginning of the livelihood, how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothe of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight and understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time and understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I escaped great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Option too good or bad. But see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great man's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood, and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun, but always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
What's up, everybody? This is our last round for anybody who wants to do a shout out or spit something. So let me check in with Miss Minky and see what she got. What's up, Miss Letty?
Just listening, hey. Enjoying the show, loving it.
That's what's up. So you done for the night? No more spitting?
Yeah, I'm done for the night.
All right. All right, everybody, that was Miss Nikki on the line, and we're going to go ahead and rock out with you guys. Actually, go ahead and close out. So back to what I was saying about just taking time out to not move, get out of your own way, listen, learn, be resilient, bounce back, because we know that you're going to go through different obstacles in life. If your cup is always full, nobody ever, you know, you'll never be able to learn something outside yourself. So just be open-minded. That's just my thoughts. For you to be open-minded to learn new things, embrace new things, and also learn more about you. Yes, learning about you, the truth does hurt. It stings. Lord Jesus, when I learn certain things about myself, I'm like, oh, wow. It stings a little bit, but I'm out my humbling myself enough to learn. You know, and but also something Nikki said earlier about who you're learning from, just make sure they have your best interest at heart. So you have drill sergeants and people who try to force their thoughts and opinions of what you should be doing and what you should not be doing. That makes you uncomfortable. You know, there's nothing like having that sound friend that you know who has your best interest at heart as opposed to somebody trying to force their thoughts and opinions on you. We talked about looking back. It's cool to look back, but just don't stay there. Just learn from that thing and keep right on pushing as you're learning back. And also know that there are choices. You know, we all got choices. And that's where that angel of us and that devil in us, we have to make a choice, you know, or you can repeat the same cycles or you can actually create new cycles. So we appreciate all that you do, all that you're doing. Keep writing, keep pushing, keep praying. Can't do this without you. And I love you guys. Keep, you know, I could please spread the word, let people know what we're doing. And I thank you for taking time out on your Tuesday night, rocking out with us, because I couldn't do this without you. So y'all have a blessed night. Remember to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and keep loving yourself, you know, and spread that love to others. Be blessed. Have a good night.